from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I need Bo talking baseball because the Atlanta Braves lost 7-0 yesterday. Yikes. And it's not good. It was not good. You just really – and here's where I'm at on this, man. I'm not I'm excited about the rest of the season. I think it was John from LaGrange calling in earlier saying, really, I think it's going to be an exciting, you know, whatever, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks left in the season. But it just felt like to me when all was said and done last night that the Braves missed a massive opportunity over the weekend to sweep the Marlins with Max Fried back on the hill, have the offense going on a Sunday day game, which it seems to never be. And they had guys on base throughout the game, but, you know, right from the jump, Max Fried struggled with location and ends up leaving runners on base, and then your boy Luke Jackson comes in and gives up a tater right there in whatever that was, the fourth inning, Bo. So it was just I'm gonna come away from the weekend saying missed opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Three of four, I think, would have been something you wanted to do. You had it to five. If you had won 3 of 4 and the 3 of 4 that you won, you'd be sitting at five. Well, it wouldn't matter. You'd still be sitting at 5 games out. You're 6. You gain 3.5 games. You know, I already see the people, the media, and the tweets. Oh, see, we should have went and got more pitching at the deadline.
And I don't know where you come up with these. I don't know where you find these tweets at, because you bring them up, and I'm like, I haven't seen that.
People from our radio station are saying, if they're not misidentifying athletes, or saying they're saying that kind of stuff, and it drives me nuts. It drives me nuts because here's the deal. You were not going, and we've talked about this last week, you're not spending all the capital you would have spent to get a starter for the rest of the year. When you have Ian Anderson coming back here and soon, you have A.J. Smith-Shawver. So, you know, Max Fried had a rough outing. Okay, Max Fried will be Max Fried the next time he's out. Max Fried will give you 6 to 7 innings of 2 earned runs or less next time he's out. Spencer Schwellenbach has been he was phenomenal. Again, he gave up 2 runs in the first inning, went out 7 innings pitched, 3 runs. It's a quality start. Guess how many walks? Guess. 0. And he had 10 strikeouts. I mean, dude, they're going to be all right. They're starting to get hot. Yeah, they lost a couple, but they won, 4 straight? They lose 2. Just get back on track. The Phillies are starting to flounder a little bit, not to mention you're playing the schedule the Phillies played in the first half, and now it's flipped, and they're playing the other one. They're playing the tougher schedule down the stretch. That bodes well for you, but the reality of the situation is you're still up in the wild card too, only a half a game right now, but just get in. Just get in and get hot. But we just can't overreact to every ebb and flow that a Major League Baseball season has, because if you do, you're going to either look like Chicken Little or have a heart attack.
Well, let me jump in there because I do have this fear that I think we've talked so much about the Phillies and can the Braves make a run that it's almost like I hope we're not pulling a magic trick on ourselves and looking one direction and then somebody else hits us over the head. Because when you look at the wild card standings, yes, the Braves are firmly right there. They're tied with the San Diego Padres, and they're both both sitting right there at a 540 win percentage. But you know, the Diamondbacks are 8-2 in their last 10. The Mets don't look now are two games back from where the Braves are. The Cardinals are kind of sneaking into that picture as well, and the Pittsburgh Pirates are over 500 finally. So I wonder if I don't want to spend too much time looking at the Phillies. I'm with you. I'm fine if the Braves don't win the East, right, and they can make that run and not have that week off before they actually play a playoff game like we saw last year because it didn't pay off for the Braves or the Dodgers. But at the same time, you've got to be able to sneak in. And like I said, the Braves are 6-4 in their last 10, but the Padres and the Diamondbacks are 8-2 in their last 10 when the Phillies were 2-8. So it just seems like a missed opportunity.
I think it's a valid point. As we'd say now in the 2024 era, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
But however,
you're right.
Look,
you're right.
Again, teams get hot, teams get cold. The Mets may not cool off, but they may. Mm. You never know. It's still August. You can't lose series. So go take 2 of 3 from the Brewers. Then where do they go after that? They go on the West Coast trip, right? They go start with the Rockies.
Yep, they got 3 in the Rockies.
So go take 2 of 3 there. And then you go to the Giants. Go take 2 of 3 there, or 3 of 4, however many you're playing against them, I'm not sure. And then do the same against the Angels, and then come home. And let's – because you're playing teams, you should win the series. Just you can't lose series. A 4-game series – a little bit tougher. You just can't lose them.
They need to get momentum at home. They went 231 games of not being shut out at home.
Ugh.
And that was the third longest streak in the modern era.
Yeah.
So
that one's kind of taking a tumble.
Right. Tina took a tumble there. It's
Scarlet,
time to get back.
Tina, all of them.
Well, was it Scarlet or Tina? Do you remember that?
Scarlet takes a tumble. That's the best video of all time. Best video of all time.
So good. I love that you know that.
When you do come back off that West Coast trip, you have the Phillies on a home set for 3 after an off day. That is going to be a massive series. Then you'll get the Nationals and Twins, and guess what? Then you go back up at the end of the month to head back up to Philadelphia and play them for a 4-game set as well.
Well, and that's just it. You've only played them 6 times so far this year, and you have, I think, another 10 meetings with them because I think you're playing them 16 times this year, or maybe it's only 14. It's cut down this year.
Yeah, it's cut down big time.
But only having 6 games is so far, and you've taken 4 of the 6, I believe.
Yep.
So, again, you just need to if you want to win the division, then you want to cut that lead to maybe around 4 by the time you start playing all these games with them, and maybe 3.
Yeah.
But reality of the situation is just win series and you'll be in that wild card. And look,
stacking series wins, baby. Stacking series wins.
That's the old
wins.
Bobby Cox saying, "Hey, you win 2 out of you stack series wins, win 2 out of 3, win 3 out of 4, Nicky, you're gonna win 100 games every year." Now I don't think the Braves are gonna win 100 games this year, but I don't care.
No,
I'd rather win
matter.
88 in a World Series than 103 and nothing.
The 100-win plateau no longer matters with this Braves. It was a fun run last year, but it doesn't matter in terms of your goals this year.
And that's where we're at, is we think when we don't win every series, we're not going to win 100 games. We feel like it's a failure because the last 2 years we've won that. It's not. Get in the dance and then make sure you dance.
Yeah, make sure you're hot at
and
all the right times. They're squarely in it. Hopefully they can get hot on this these Brewers games and this West Coast swing before Philly comes to town.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.